Growing houses and not food. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
The problem is Idaho is seeing unprecedented growth, and it's not controlled and it's not directed. It's just happening. It's all based on money, which is fine. It's a free market. That's the way things are supposed to be. The problem is without agriculture, you don't have an Idaho. And I think people have lost sight of that. And so my entire life, everyone has always complained about all these fields getting turned into houses.
Tristan Winiger says that he and his family have farmed and ranched this land outside of Weezer for generations.
Everybody loves Idaho. The reason they love Idaho is because of the open country and the farm ground and the beautiful rivers and the forests. But yet when they move here, they change all that. And so it's kind of a catch-22, and we need to find a happy medium.
Idaho Farm Bureau President Brian Searle agrees.
Idaho is growing at a record pace all over the state. We see record growth, and I don't know that we're prepared for that growth. And so as that happens, and a farmer and a rancher goes out and he farms and he tries to make a living, and you fight the elements of the weather and getting loans from the banker, and all of a sudden somebody comes by and offers a whole bunch of money for your land, and you're thinking, wow, that's a lot of money. I could retire on that. Instead of crops growing, we have homes growing.
A conundrum in the truest sense of the word. David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.